Blackstone Publishing presents Don't Let It Snow in Deadwood by Anne Charles. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer.
For Diane Garland, a.k.a. the Brainiac, who helps me keep track of the story world details for my Deadwood Mystery Series, as well as all of my other books and series. Thanks for locking me in your basement and making me write a holiday story that is 3 times longer than I'd planned. Next time, can I have more sugar in my gruel? Pretty please. You are awesome, my wonderfully nitpicky friend. When things go wrong, don't go with them. Elvis Presley. Chapter 1. The Black Hills, South Dakota. Christmas Eve, 7:36 p.m. Winter Wonderland, my ass, I bellyached, my teeth chattering while the frigid wind rocked me in my boots. Snow pelted my face, sticking to my eyelashes. I shivered, my shoulders pulling in tight as I stood in the middle of the 2-lane highway. My SUV's headlights blazed from behind me, but in a storm this fierce, the bright beams of light weren't much help. They reflected off the swirling flakes, blinding me rather than illuminating the vast stretch of dark, empty, snow-covered road in front of me. Old Man Winter could be such a dick. He'd gone and coated the hills in a thick blanket of white on Christmas Eve of all days. It was going to take at least a week of December sunshine to melt this white fluffy crap away. I scowled long and hard, not giving a flying reindeer if my face froze that way either. The wind raged and howled around me, tearing through my blue wool coat. It stole my breath and gripped my bones with its freezing fingers. I tucked my scarf tighter around me, weighing my options. The blizzard had crowded into the Black Hills so fast, pushing and shoving to make it in time for Christmas. Trudging ahead through the frozen tundra would be right up there with dodging icebergs in the North Atlantic. Besides, my new purple snow boots were no match for the drifts, many of which were already knee-deep and rising. "Razzle frazzit," I muttered through stiff lips. Down on the prairie in the warm bosom of my parents' house, my 2 kids were waiting for Santa and me to show. Earlier on the phone, I'd reassured them the snowy roads wouldn't stop me from arriving in time to help them prep for St. Nick. Little had I realized then that Old Man Winter had a plan to knock me on my caboose and then kick me while I was down.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?